Well, he's in LA now, so I'm impressed.
There you go. Welcome, Leon. Thank you for joining the club today. I'm going to get the recording started now. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's social media working group call on Thursday, the 24th of September at 2000 UTC. On today's call, we have Dev Anantilaksing, Vinicius Ezeama, and Leon Sanchez. Apologies noted from Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Glenn McKnight, and Boudouin Chombé. From staff, we have Ariel Liang and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could please just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Dev.
Thank you, Gisela, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone attending this call and listening to the recording. On our social media working group call, we are going to be looking to look at our strategy for the upcoming ICANN 54 meeting for Dublin, and perhaps we may look at some of the Atlas II implementation. But we'll see how we'll see how the call goes. But let's go quite right to our agenda. So for ICANN 54, we are thinking of doing something that we have done in ICANN 53, where we will ask URALO volunteers to ask if they could assist the social media working group and to help promote content about at-large and the ALAC at the Dublin meeting. We did a draft message. Actually, probably Ariel, we could probably put it up on the... do you have the text? Maybe you could just put it up on the pod there just to show the show.
Okay. This is our... share my screen because it's an email. And so...
Okay. Yes, it was.
Sorry. I didn't know you wanted me to show that, but I will show that.
So while Ariel is getting that email up, to give a background to Vinicius, what we've been doing, we're using something called Buffer, and which is a tool that allows for multiple persons to help to collaborate to social media accounts, and it works by having what you call contributors, and then the administrators. So the contributors can send drafts and compose draft tweets, and then the administrators, which will be Ariel and the co-chairs of this working group, can then look at the tweet and then approve it for posting. And in that way, we don't have to worry about sharing of passwords, and there's a method of, well, we can both look at the tweets and edit them and collaboratively decide which one goes with what. So we did this in at the ICANN 53 meeting in Argentina, and it was actually, I think, quite successful how we were able to use Buffer, this tool, for the first time. And we'll be using the same tool at the Dublin meeting. And thanks for posting and for having to bring up the text here. So the item is to post this message for the call for volunteers to the URALO mailing list. So just make a note of that action item. And also, one of the things you probably have to do, if you're going to be talking about, if you want to promote URALO activities, what will be the hashtag that we will use for, what hashtag would we use for that to promote URALO activities? Obviously, we're using ICANN 54 or hashtag ICANN or hashtag at large for the regular hashtags we've used before. But we were thinking of using URALO GA, since that's one of the key events for URALO. And since I'm not going to URALO, perhaps staff can advise me. There's not going to be any showcase or anything of that sort, is there?
And this is Ariel. No showcase, but will be a networking event.
Okay. Okay, and it's just okay, very well. So.
And will be some lunch and yeah, Gisela can probably confirm too. Will be some social setting, social actions for the Uralu members.
Right. So you were thinking of using Uralu GA for the proposed hashtag. Oh, Gisela, go ahead. Your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jeff. Gisela here for the transcript. The Uralu GA, there will be a morning session. There will be a lunch for the Uralu members. There will be an afternoon session, which will be part two of the Uralu General Assembly. And then the evening networking event, which is not a showcase, will be in conjunction with the European Stakeholder Group, and it will be a cocktail, open to everyone, of course.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Gisela. Well, it certainly is a lot of activities and therefore a lot of opportunities for sharing throughout those events then. So, okay, so, thanks, Gisela, again. This is Dave. So any thoughts about using Uralu GA? Leon, any thoughts or Vinicius? Okay, seeing no...
No, Deb, I think it's a good one.
Okay, great. So, all right, so that's the one action item, is to really just send out this text for call for volunteers to the Uralu mailing list and see if we can get some persons who will be willing to help contribute. And then, based on the response from this, we will then probably have a special purpose call for those persons, just to show them how Buffer works, and for them to get comfortable, and for them to download the app on their phone and so forth. Okay, no further comments. All right. So one of the things also that probably the social media working group also has to do is look at the Atlas 2 implementation. So the Atlas 2 had several recommendations, and some of them were allocated to the social media working group, as well as several other working groups. So I thought because we need to really start looking at ways to close off these some recommendations and see what we can or cannot do. Maybe we could just spend some time just to go through them quickly. So I guess Ariel, it's a good thing you shared your screen so you could actually show the. Yep, and it's up. Excellent. So let's look at these recommendations. So recommendation 17 was that ICANN needs to be sensitive to the fact that social media are blocked in certain countries and in conjunction with technical bodies promote credible alternatives. So what was supposed to be done was to look at alternative social media platforms in countries that don't use Facebook, Twitter, either because it's not popular or it's blocked, and then report back. And I don't think this has really been done. So I think we probably do need to make an action item to email Baran, Bukola, Murray, and Glenn just to nudge them as to, you know, can they do this, some of this reporting? And I think that's all we really need. That's all we can really do on this aspect. From the technology task force side of things, we did look at technology ways of bypassing or allowing access to blocked services. But we decided, for the technology task force, decided that we shouldn't really list it as such, because it was felt that even listing such services could be construed as endorsing breaking of national laws. Irrespective of whether we think, and by we I mean global at large, think such laws and restrictions are unjust. Any quick thoughts on that regarding recommendation 17? You know, feel free to jump in, and that includes Ariel as well. Going once, going twice. I assume, Gisela, that's the author.
Is his recommendation probably doesn't is not up to a social media working group to implement ultimately, but it's really up to ICANN's communications department's effort for implementing it. And to my knowledge, I know ICANN has made an effort to reach out to people in China and have launched a WeChat account and then also a Youku account, which is the YouTube equivalent in China. And in fact, I am helping uploading videos to the Youku account and adding Chinese titles and the descriptions. So I'm partially managing that account. So I guess that's something I can report to for this recommendation. Yeah.
Thanks, Ariel. This is Dave. I think, yes, indeed, you could probably report that, the use of WeChat and the sharing of some content on this additional channel. One other aspect is that you know perhaps the way forward could be that we should perhaps use our own group chat system, such as like and one of the more popular ones being Slack. So, and for Slack, it's a type of group messaging system where you could works like instant messaging, but you can separate conversations via hashtags. And so, what you would see like a whole set of you can have a whole set of such channels or rooms, and you can jump in and out and see the conversations in each of those hashtags, and you can search among those messages globally. So if you want to define a message regarding, and you can create hashtags on certain topics, like for example, accountability, for example, and you would therefore see all of the conversations related to accountability, and perhaps what the CCWG is doing and what the responses are and so forth. We already have we do use a chat system, and it probably is not very made well aware, is that we do have Skype as a chat system. And there is an at-large Skype chat. And perhaps that probably needs to be more popularized. But I'm just perhaps wondering from either lead... just looking at the chat there. So I'm just looking... should we try to promote Slack as a better alternative? Or what are your thoughts, initial thoughts about this? Leon, Vinicius, Ariel.
I think Buffer has been a wonderful tool. I mean, Slack is good also to coordinate efforts and to try to avoid duplication in tweets or messages, and you know, for overall coordination. But I'm not sure. I mean, for me, it works pretty fine. Buffer. So if it was up to me, I would stick to Buffer and that would
okay.
be it.
Well, this is not so much great. But thanks, Leon. But actually, this is more related to using Slack in terms of, because this recommendation came about, I think perhaps with that, you know, a lot of content that's being shared on social media channels aren't reaching certain persons in certain countries because those social media accounts are blocked. But perhaps if we were to launch our own, literally use Slack as our social media network, so to speak, as our at-large social media network, we could perhaps alleviate that problem. So it's more in that regard,
not so much
using it for buffer, yeah.
Yeah, now I get it.
So that is my thinking. So no problem. So I know one of the big challenges is that, you know, people don't like change. So from the regulars and at large, it's a kind of, it's always a bit of hesitation in trying new technology. But I do think that actually I think this type of using things like Slack would be a great benefit to at large, given the challenges with Skype. The challenges of Skype being that you don't have the full chat history, so as you upgrade your machines or upgrade your phones or whatever, you lose your chat history from the previous device. You know, you can only go back like 30 days to 6 months at the very, very most. And so you lose all the history, and a lot of the institutional history of at-large in terms of the conversations held on, that was held on Skype is are being lost. So I think Slack would probably help in that regard in maintaining that history. And you're seeing a lot of add-ons for Slack as well. You could have it, yep, there are now like lots of integrations because it's one of the more popular group chat applications. So my thinking is that perhaps we probably need to get more of the social media working group ask this on the mailing list, whether we should use Slack. Perhaps you can use it internally for ourselves and then see if we could just expand on it and try to get more and more persons and at-large involved. Okay, so that's perhaps let's do that as a suggestion. So let's ask the social media working group list about using Slack in regards to addressing recommendation 17. So that's recommendation 17. Let's go look at recommendation 21. Recommendation 21 said encourage public campaigns on using the internet for education, information, creativity, and empowerment. What we can do from this. Let me just look at the notes from before. Okay, the general notes from this was that there's been a lot of activity on this from the outreach and engagement side of things. But from the social media working group's perspective, what we can do is perhaps look at various public campaigns by other organizations that are regarding education, information, creativity, empowerment, and then look to share it on a regular basis. That's why, as an example, I was just looking through ICANN's website, and I saw that, for example, ICANN has like a listing of resources regarding security. I've just pasted the link there in the chat. So actually, these type of things could be promoted. So the goal is not so much for us to do these types of things. At least not for all types of things, but just look at what the other organizations, and by other organizations, I mean things like, what they call the ISTAR organizations, the RIRs, Internet Society, and just reshare those types of campaigns that they're doing, rather than try to run, having ICANN run its own campaigns. So that's my thoughts regarding this recommendation. Let's see. Any other thoughts, comments, or observations? Let's see. Thanks, Ariel, for capturing all of this. And agreement from the green tech from Leon. Great. All right. Let's see. I think we'll move ahead to the next agenda item. Recommendation 22. Members of the general public should be able to participate in ICANN on an issue-by-issue basis. Information on the ICANN's website should, where practical, be in a clear and non-technical language. So some of these things that we had input from the past was that let me just look at it. Build a storage of graphics and educational resources that accompany ICANN policy issues. I would say that is being done also primarily by the Outreach and Engagement Working Group in tracking those things. So and of course a lot of this is being done by ICANN. But we just, ICANN, the Outreach and Engagement could have that workspace where a lot of these things are cataloged. In terms of the of the, regarding the members of the general public should be able to participate in ICANN on an issue-by-issue basis, I think you could probably point to the work being done by the ICANN, by the at-large website redesign. And perhaps you can link to the prototype or the actual website itself when it launches. I believe that website is planning to be launched in beta formally at Dublin. Is that correct, Ariel?
This is Ariel, the beta site, not the official site.
Oh, okay.
The beta site will have the most of the viable functions and features, but it won't be completely done until later.
Okay.
I need your help.
This is Dave. So just to confirm, it's not going to replace the existing at-large website then, at the existing at-large website URL then. It's going to be...
This is Ariel. The old site will have a sunset period, and we will eventually sunset the old site and have running the new site. But that's going to after beta launch. That's the period of transition. And the URL is likely going to be different.
And that will probably happen.
Not at launch.
Okay, very well. All right. Well, I think, the at-large website redesign has been shown at the previous meetings. And so I think that would allow for members to really interact in on ICANN policy issues and activities on an issue-by-issue basis, be it accountability, who is, new GTLDs, and so forth. Regarding the information on the ICANN website, should be where practical, be in clear, non-technical language. I would say that that's something that will be an ongoing activity that we will try to monitor it, and if they feel that it is perhaps sections of the ICANN website or the at-large website that's not clear, then we could submit feedback and try to see if we can implement that recommendation or make that recommendation. Make that recommendation possible. Okay. Let's see. Anything else? One of the things I was recognized also is that a lot of Microsoft websites on topics issues already done by ICANN, Whois, IANA, Stewardship Transition, Accountability, and so forth. And, so we can note those efforts as well that are being done by ICANN in terms of creating a complete microsite of ICANN issues. Okay. Excellent. All right. Recommendation 23. Roles and jurisdiction of the ombudsman should be expanded. The ICANN website should provide a clear and simple way for the public to make complaints. So this was probably more done for the then future challenges working group. And a lot of work has already happened in that some discussions already happened with the ombudsman in regarding to updating his website and, having the ombudsman use social media more often. And a lot of information has already been captured on that wiki page. So I would say the only real thing for the social media working group to do would be to, monitor the ombudsman's social media channels and tweet post any public-facing reports that the ombudsman publishes. I think that's pretty much it from that. Again, Leon, Vanashis, Ariel, feel free to jump in if you agree or disagree, or if you have questions. Okay, let's go ahead and move forward then. Recommendation. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ariel.
Thanks. I did monitor in a way that, I follow the Ombudsman Twitter channel, but he doesn't tweet, so we haven't really had much chance to interact with him. I don't know about Leon, whether he has seen anything interesting or tweet-worthy or retweet-worthy from the Ombudsman Twitter handle. But he did show up in our event, so maybe there's a potential chance to interact through those events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I haven't seen much from him.
Well, this is Dave. Actually, he just posted something about accountability in designing dispute resolution systems for ICANN on his blog. I don't know if I haven't checked his social media accounts to see whether he tweeted that on or posted on his Facebook page. But so there you go. It's 21 hours ago. Yeah, new blog entry at the website. So perhaps those types of things, not so much his personal feedback on other things, but anything related to ICANN, he could probably just retweet or share. And all right. Excellent. Okay, going back to the, so let's see, that was recommendation 23, I think, yes, recommendation 23. And recommendation 24, both the areas of ombudsman and contractual compliance to report regularly on the complaints they received or resolved pending resolutions and the actions taken to address issues. Now, for some reason, this was assigned only to social media. And again, work was already done on this. Again, thanks to Glenn, who went to our conversation and directly contacted and had a chat. And the information has been posted there. And again, it's really just, I would say, the same action as for recommendation 23. We can just simply report on what the ombudsman posts publicly. I think the challenge is that the ombudsman is probably constrained due to privacy concerns that, and it was mentioned there, that due to the confidentiality of his office, it's very problematic to report on statistics and details on complaints, since the privacy issues is important. So there's nothing really for the social media to do in that. So it's really just really to encourage him to use the social media accounts and to regularly post on his blog. And we would then just, as I say, reshare that with at large when such postings take place. So, all right. All right. Okay, so recommendation 26, this is the policy management process system. And, a lot of work has been done from the technology task force side of things. We had the technology task force had a very interesting call with LACNIC on this Monday, and they showed how they implemented their PDP process. And the way they've done it, they've done it through their website, and they've custom designed their website for them to upload policies for comment and to upload, comments in English, Spanish, Portuguese, and allow for persons to express opinions on the website. There's no real use of social media in that aspect, so we can note that. And I guess from the social media point of view, let's think about it, was that perhaps we could just help with help with the taxonomy of the policy categories and make sure the taxonomy is more accessible to newcomers. And I think that's already is happening with the at-large website redesign, where taxonomy has been done for the at-large website. So it's really just, I would say, for the social media working group to give their feedback on those on that taxonomy. Ariel, do you have anything to add on that? Because you, well, obviously, as you as a person deeply involved with the at-large website redesign, you have some idea of the taxonomy that's been put in place for the website.
This is Ariel speaking. In fact, so we can get some help from the social media working group members to look at taxonomy for the news, that would be great, because we're migrating of news articles from the old site to the new site, and from now on we will be tagging news with taxonomy, and some of the taxonomy will be policy related, some will be organization related. So if we can have some volunteers to help with that effort, will be great. And then that will enable the search function on the site.
Okay. So this is Dave. Thanks, Ariel. So then perhaps, perhaps it won't be in time for Dublin, but perhaps in the on the next social media call after Dublin, perhaps you can present that aspect of the website and get some feedback on the taxonomy that we want to do for the website. Do you think that's doable, Ariel?
This is Ariel. It sounds good. I'm going to take that as
on the next
action item.
Yeah, so just add that as an action item. Ask social media working group after Dublin to look at the taxonomy for use on the at-large website, and which would also go towards implementation recommendation 26. Okay, let's see. Okay, so let's look at, actually we're making some good progress here. All right, so recommendation 29. The ELAC should implement an automated system for tracking topics of interest currently being discussed among the various VLOs and accessible by everyone. Now, what was the inputs on recommendation 29 was that the VLO reports would seem to fulfill what's being discussed in the VLO that's happening on the VLO, since that is supposed to be published, done by the VLOs every month in time for the ALAC meetings. What's been also been looked at from the technology task force side was the way to provide a way to have a template so that the information could be posted with consistent information that could possibly be reshared on social media. So in other words, the idea would be to try to ensure some consistency in the reporting of VLO reports, so that it could be summarized by the social media working group or individually shared by the on social media as what's happening within the VLO. So that work on the template is being done. So I don't think there's really anything to add to that. Any thoughts, Ariel or Leon or Vinicius?
Yes, and the information for this regard for community to write articles, a standard template. This is something going to be after beta, but it will help in that effort creating the template, and then also, the taxonomy will help for tagging those articles. So if the article is tagged with LacRello, for example, it will show up in the news feed of the LacRello page. And that will help kind of automate this whole distribution of information.
Yes. Thanks, Ariel. This is Dave. And I think one of the challenges with the template is that it, I mean, I have gotten it to work. I've been doing some work on it from the technology task force side of things. You know, with using the Confluence Wiki, you can create the templates so that when you create a new page, it will be like a form-driven page to add content, and then you click save, and then the page is created. So that part is working. So I mean that could be used as a short-term type of thing. For the immediate term, we will still be using the Confluence Wiki to generate these reports. But as you said, the at-large website redesign, perhaps, you know, the Relo specific sections are being were shown. And it was shown on the ALAC monthly call a few days ago. So, and I'm sure it's going to be shown again at the Dublin meeting. So, okay. Well. Yep. All right. Let's see. Seeing no comments, let's move ahead then to recommendation 31. ICANN and ALAC should investigate to use simple tools and methods to facilitate participation in public comments and the use of crowdsourcing. The Technology Task Force has looked at some of the tools. We looked at Kavi and we looked at Lumio. And there's a link there that you could click to see a screencast done of Lumio. Actually, it's part of the main page already, as is, actually. So there's not really been much. I'm not sure what could be done on the social media side of things. I guess the challenge for social would be, do you think it's practical to have a conversation about a policy issue or policy topic on social media? Currently, right now, we typically have the conversations about policy issues either on the Skype chat, on the Confluence Wiki page where the policy is listed, and via emails, but that's it. And do you think it's really possible to really have a genuine conversation about policy issues, via social media? Like ask a question from one of those reports and hope to get feedback. Do you think that's really practical? Ariel, Jan, what are your thoughts? Or Vinicius, if you...
This is Leon Dev, and I think it would be useful that at some point maybe I don't know which area within ICANN, but for example, these days we will be holding our meeting, the CCWG in LA, and I'm pretty sure that there will be a lot of tweets around this meeting. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be useful at some point maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure that when a public comment period opens, there are a lot of tweets about any given topic, but I think that monitoring the different networks could be useful in order to at least try to set up a report of what is being said or discussed within the different social networks. I'm not sure how much value that would add, but I'm pretty sure that following the discussion in social networks in these topics could be very useful for the incumbent working groups that are, of course, building different policy issues. So I would say that it would be useful to at least task someone within ICANN on monitoring the different social networks with ICANN-related or policy-related hashtags or topics or questions or comments. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
So this is Dave. Well, okay. I mean, and I guess there's a little bit on now reading this recommendation. You know, I'm thinking this probably also deals with a little bit on the outreach and engagement subcommittee, because in effect, it's really asking how to get persons more engaged in public comments. And I think this is what that's one of the challenges we face. How do we get comments from the at-large on these various public comments and so forth? So, you know, maybe it's worthwhile to try and experiment and see what the results are, rather than thinking that perhaps it may not work. Maybe the results may surprise us. So maybe like we could simply a working group can ask a question to get some public comments in. So for an example, you know, I'm just top of my head here. It's just probably not the most appropriate ones. So the technology task force wants to know, what tools do you use what tools do you use to do this particular task, for example? You know, and then have a link to the wiki page where we're collecting this information. Or for the outreach and engagement subcommittee group, could say, the outreach and engagement wants to know, what's the key reason for why you haven't, why you're not engaged in this particular process or the challenges? And see whether we get any answers or not. Maybe it may not work, but do you think it's worthwhile to make that effort to try, Ariel? And I guess Ariel probably would be better positioned to answer it.
And this is Ariel speaking. In fact, we have been doing some kind of a policy tweeting, especially when the ALAC drafted a statement and submitted, and then make sure to tweet it out and raise people's awareness about that. And I think the best way, the best interaction I've seen is just people retweeting and make sure they broadcast to their network. But it's difficult to ask the question and kind of encourage people to answer it within only 140 characters. So that's one challenge. And another challenge is, not really a challenge, but if we really want to have some kind of a policy discussion, then we need to have a hashtag and use that hashtag as a way for people to ask questions and answer them, and then they can all be categorized easily within that hashtag. And then as an admin, I can monitor that hashtag. But still a big challenge is how can you state a policy position or your opinion within only 140 characters. That's going to be a difficult. Based on my experience, Twitter is mainly for information distribution, and then where you ask a question that you do not really expect people to answer it. So there's limitations there. But at least it will help generate some kind of a conversation and get people read things or dig more because they see the tweet. And then with that tweet, you provide a link for people to see more information after. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is Dave. So, well, yeah, I understand the challenges, especially when it's a complex topic. So yes, you probably do need to have a hashtag, but I guess the thing is will be to simply try to break down the question in so that the answers could be really short or could be answered in bullet form by persons rather than try to ask them to. In other words, this is not going to replace the way or the emails perhaps for policy discussion dialogue, but perhaps it's just another way of maybe, like I said. You know, I'm always nothing ventured, nothing gained. So perhaps you could probably look at what a working group to ask a particular question, and it's a simple focus question on some particular aspect, and see if we can get feedback on it, just to see. So perhaps it won't happen in time for Dublin, perhaps, but sometime after Dublin. Let's see if a working group can be persuaded to ask that such a question. Okay, let's see. Okay, I think those are all of the Atlas II implementation questions then. Excellent. Okay, excellent. So, all right, well, and we took quite more time than I thought we would have. All right, excellent. So, so we do have several action items. So we'll send out the call for the volunteer message to the URL mailing list. Special purpose call to be held for the URL volunteers for ICANN 54. Right. I also emailed the assignees for recommendation 17. This is regarding the social media channels that are alternative social media channels for places where traditional social media are not popular or blocked. And myself to follow up with the social media working group on using Slack for internal communications in the hopes of building out a social media network. So our social media communications, I should say, internal communications for at large, and also to address recommendation 17. All right, let's see. Any other business? Any other thoughts, comments, things that we need to do or shouldn't do? Leon, Vinicius, Ariel? Okay. One more.
The next time I need to avoid rugby game.
Yes.
To hold the call. Or the CCWG meeting that grabs everybody and the people who are not in CCWG, they will say, oh, there's a CCWG meeting, I'm not coming. Yeah, it's all your fault.
Well, as it comes up to the upcoming ICANN face-to-face meeting, it becomes much more challenging for working groups to find the appropriate times to have these meetings, conference calls. So, nevertheless, I think we can. Well, seeing no other further comments, I think we can now adjourn. Thanks to everyone for attending this call, and for those listening to the transcript and the audio recording, and look to see you online. Thank you, and it's adjourned. Sorry.
Thank you very much, Deb. Thank you very much, Ariel, and Gisela, and Renatius.
And Leon, and I will enlist you as a volunteer if you're if you have no opposition to that.
Good talk to you, my friends.
No problem.
Thanks, all. Bye-bye. Thanks, Renatius. Thanks, Gisela, Dave. Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks everyone. Take care all.
Bye bye. Thank you. The call has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Enjoy the rest of your day. Speak to you soon. See you in Dublin.